Well, our main concerns are the signs that we see from the G8 countries as of 2008 are showing very less commitment to universal access, and we measure that by their commitment to increase their expenditure on health and HIV to meet universal access. So we've been calling on the G8 countries, including the US, Germany, UK, Italy, Japan, and so on, to replenish the Global Fund when the replenishment conference comes up this year. And very few countries have come out openly to say that they are going to double their commitments. And that is very concerning because, as you have seen, many countries are now flat funding HIV programs, meaning that there will not be an increase from now up to 2015. And that has an impact on people who are supposed to be getting access to treatment. Because by now we should be at 10 million people who should be on treatment this year. And so far we are about 7.7 million people who are on treatment.
This past year there have been a number of reports that various AIDS-related programs around the continent have had to turn people away because of a lack of funds. Have you seen any evidence of that in South Africa?
Most of our money for our HIV program doesn't come from external funding. There is a portion that comes from external funding, but also with our internal budget. So if you look at countries like Swaziland, outside of South Africa, Congo, for example, whom 80% of their HIV program depends on external funding, obviously they have had to turn people away. For South Africa, the case is different. The challenge with South Africa is that, as you know, we have the biggest HIV program in the world. We have about over a million people who are on treatment. Our biggest challenge is sustainability of that program as we go forward, both human resource capacity and financial resource capacity to scale up services to meet 80% of people who should be getting access to treatment. There are creative ways that our government are doing to ensure that the money that we have is able to be used effectively. But to use that money effectively, we need an HIV program that is run efficiently, meaning that the money that we are spending can save as many lives as possible rather than spending too much money using the most expensive model of care, which is a provincialized or nationalized HIV program instead of district and localized HIV programs towards primary health care so that we can reach as many people as possible. As I said already, the picture is totally different if you look at other countries that depend on the Global Fund. If you pull the plug on the Global Fund, then those countries will not be able to treat their own people. And many people who are waiting to be started on treatment will wait forever and die because the ultimate result of no treatment is death.
So in other words, if the Global Fund does not reach the $20 billion mark next week, as many people are saying, it won't directly affect South Africa, but will affect many of the surrounding countries?
It will affect South Africa as well because there is a portion of money that comes from the Global Fund for South Africa, but it's not a big amount compared to other countries that solely depends on the Global Fund. We don't solely depend on the Global Fund, but a big chunk of our money also comes from the Global Fund. So it will affect us. It means we won't reach our target. Many people that we thought we were going to put on treatment will not be on treatment. It's more like a 2 steps behind. If the Global Fund is not replenished, at least with $20 billion and more. Because even the $20 billion, it will only reach 7.5 million people, as we should be now. Today, we should be at 10 million, not at 7.5. Even the $20 billion will only reach 50% of the need.
Now, if those countries surrounding South Africa do not get the funds that you say they need, is there any chance that many will come to South Africa seeking help?
Well, definitely countries like Lesotho, Swaziland, Botswana, who are in our borders, Zimbabwe, some of them will definitely come to South Africa and seek refuge. And that refuge will mostly be influenced by access to health care. Because, I mean, there's no one who lives with HIV who wants to live without their drugs, especially those who were already on treatment. You know the implications of interrupting treatment and stopping treatment are dire, especially for the future. Even South Africa is not able to treat as many people as it should. There's still a treatment gap in South Africa of 200,000 to 300,000 people who are not accessing treatment today, who should be accessing treatment.